In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The Sunrise Guys are a little salty this week.
The game is over, man. Stop it. Pack it up and go home.
It's rivalry week.
I didn't watch a second of that game, and I'm probably not going to watch a second of any Oregon State football game the rest of the year.
This is a rivalry week edition of Dirt and Spray, brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the experts in plumbing, drains, and water cleanup on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, and the Odyssey app.
Hey, let's do this. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM. Welcome back in. Just get a dusty in my ear. Odyssey app, YouTube. Swag's eating something and talking to me.
I was going to say,
as you guys
talking.
Are having a conversation as I try and open the third hour.
I thought
of the show.
He was going away from you there.
No, that was not. No.
There's
what
no
are you
way
eating over there? Because I can hear you eating while you talk to me. You know.
I'm going to say a bar.
You got a bar of some kind
he
over there?
He strikes me as a bar man.
Okay. He's got a bar going. Yeah. Shaking his head. Yeah. Well, we got a lot to get to in this hour of radio. USC fans this weekend. I did want to read some thoughts. quick teaser, by the way. So we got to jam a lot of things into three shows for this week. Big Pack picks are usually on Thursdays. I'm doing Big Pack picks today. We don't have enough time tomorrow. If we want to do the Magic Hat, Sprague in the line, and I don't know how we get loose. It just, we don't have enough time. It's too many things, not enough time.
And the dirty pool.
And the dirty pool. It's just, we got too much.
Oh, my God. We do have a dirty pool tomorrow.
So it's just, we're overwhelmed. Big Pack picks will be in this hour of radio. So just FYI, for those curious who are interested in the Big Pack picks, we will do them coming up at 8:45.
Only one game to pick?
No, there are two.
There is?
There's two rivalry games this week.
Is there really?
There is another
What's
rivalry.
What's the other
game.
Rivalry?
The other rivalry would be the rivalry. The rivalry game would be
Roto-Rooter.
It would be the states.
Rivalry week, Roto-Rooter.
State v. state. You guys hate the Cougs yet? I know the Cougs hate you because you guys keep beating them. You got their number.
I'll give you a hot take. I know a Coug. He doesn't hate us at all.
You don't think so?
It's the most manufactured fake rivalry
what
to ever exist.
What if they beat them again and they don't go to a bowl game? I mean, I know that doesn't mean a lot, but also... It'd be pretty embarrassing for them. You guys suck.
Yeah, we're pretty bad.
You're closer to Central Washington than
All right,
you are to Oregon.
We didn't need to highlight that.
So that's how
didn't
bad
need to highlight
are.
That again.
They can go on the road. James Madison might be in the college football playoff this year, and they damn near won that game. They should have beat Lane and Ole Miss. Virginia might win the ACC.
Yeah, they should have beat Virginia.
They could have beaten three playoff teams,
and they can't,
and they can't score double digits against Oregon State. If they lose again this weekend, I know.
Does mean there's nothing to me.
It means nothing. I know.
Sorry.
I get it. Mail sack questions coming in. Keep them rolling. Good sack filling up so far. We'll get to those coming up in an hour. I would like to read some thoughts. Went a little long. Got a little hot and bothered
about
that's old,
my bad.
Little Dan Lanning there.
Let's go with the Red!
The thoughts coming in. Somebody said USC is the Dallas Cowboys of college football.
Ooh.
I mean, the Cowboys are about 10 years earlier removed from success. Because when was their last Super Bowl?
Yeah,
95, 96.
But in that league, it might be pretty comparable because the Big Ten, like the USC's been the power player in their conference just from a brand recognition standpoint.
Yes.
And in the way that sport is set up, that should get you a guaranteed spot in the 12-team playoff, and it doesn't. So
that is true.
Probably, yeah.
They are the Cowboys. Another one came in. The days of coasting through the Pac-12 and only getting up for the Notre Dame and one or two other good teams being able to get any recruit they want on the West Coast is long gone.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
So the Cowboys, we joke about the Cowboys quite often in the NFL. How many years does this need to go before they're not even the brand on the West Coast anymore to people?
I would argue that's already there.
I Well, I tend to agree as well, but like the universal agreement that it's not it.
I think there is a age cutoff of if you're over the age, again, of 40 years old, you probably still view USC as USC. And if you're under the age of 40, it's not even debatable who the better team is and program's been over the last 20 years.
So I'm going to be 39. I'm just sitting here like...
You're right there on the fringe.
I'm at a cutoff.
What's the premier West Coast brand for Brandon Sprague? Because you've seen both.
Yeah, it's Oregon.
And they don't have a national title though, Sprague.
I know. You got to get it.
They've won nothing that matters.
We should let 10 guys vote on
conference titles and Heisman trophies and Rose Bowls and Fiesta Bowls and playoff games. None of that matters. They've won nothing that matters. How dare you say that?
Well, they had they had two Heismans, too. And then they only had one. And then they got two again.
Another one. This is from a Beaver fan who's enjoying this, saying USC is the reason the Pac-12 blew up because they thought they could get more and be greater in the Big Ten. Now they still can't beat Oregon, and their coach is getting clowned. Them getting pissy about the current standing, their current standing is laughable. Small vindication for any of us legacy Pac-12 fans.
Yeah, I would dare to say this. I still think that person would probably say, no. I still hate Oregon too, but it might be the closest thing to the two gangs holding up the same flag together. Like,
yes,
we're in unison. Screw that team.
Yeah.
I still think like anybody in Oregon's position also jumps ship to the money and the conference recognition. But yeah, they started all of this.
They did.
They started all of this.
So some thoughts coming in on USC. I do, since it's a Tuesday and we don't have shows on Thursday or Friday, I've mentioned this a couple times over the last day plus. This last weekend sucked. I don't stay a lot for a lot of Oregon games anymore. One, because I don't like watching games in the press box. But two, I love the sport and I hate feeling like I'm missing all the stuff that's going on. It's really hard to get home and catch up. And there's like five games that you were curious how they looked.
Yeah, Josh Pate has somebody that actually breaks every game of note down into clips so he doesn't have to have commercials and
his staff sends
times.
It to him. Essentially, you know how you watch like a Big Ten and 60 or a Pac 12 and 60?
He gets
every game in that version and he watches them whenever he's flying home and then get ready for a show. I don't have the ability to do that because usually the Big Ten and 60s or whatever conference it is doesn't come out till Monday and I want to talk about certain ones on the show.
Sure.
But last weekend sucked in college football. There was nothing really of note going on, and that was one of the reasons outside of USC being in town that I wanted to stick around. That is not the case for me this weekend. This weekend, you were looking at, in terms, I mean, there are teams who are playing for the playoff lives, my team potentially included, on the road at Washington. Mm-hmm. You have an Iron Bowl where the point spread is sub-4, and Alabama needs to win to get into the SEC title game and the college football playoff. Vanderbilt is going on the road to Tennessee in an in-state rivalry game. Remember how much trash Diego Pavia talked in the offseason about Tennessee?
I do.
And how they're going to dominate the state.
Yep.
And they need a win to get in the college football playoff. Some of them, like Ohio State, Michigan, and Texas A&M, Texas, have juice just to see how do those games look, and the higher-ranked teams are going on the road. But if A&M and Ohio State lose, they're still going to the playoff.
Well, that's the thing, is A&M could lose, but you lose at the end of the year for the first time, it makes people go, oh,
so you're not that good anyways.
Yeah.
Utah's got a game on the road at Kansas, where Kansas isn't very good, but neither was Kansas State, and they ran the ball for 300 yards in the first half, and Utah's like, I think you're setting, not even to mention Ole Miss and all the chaos that's going on around the Egg Bowl, and that game is in Starkville. They got to go on the road and play their in-state rival. I think we're set up for one hell of a weekend of college football.
Look, rivalry weekend is fantastic. It's exciting. Even in games that we poo-poo, you still end up getting like surprises all the time.
Yeah,
you
where's the upset?
You didn't even mention
who
one.
Did I miss?
It's the most obvious one.
Ooh.
It's not even a rivalry game. But it's the most obvious one of everybody in America that cares about the playoff and the conversation has circled this and said, it's either going to be the end of them or they finally did it. Miami at Pittsburgh.
And Miami is on the road at
Pittsburgh. Miami at Pittsburgh. It's a 9 a.m. kick.
6.5-point spread.
By the way, I don't know how much of the Va-Tech Miami game you caught because I think it was in the middle of the
pregame.
That was
at the same time. I did not catch much of it.
It wasn't like they just curb stomped them. It was slow. It took a while. They finally separated. James Franklin was there. It was a big recruiting weekend for Virginia Tech fans. Even in that setting, Miami was still like, we're going to win slowly,
we'll get surely. It done eventually.
And Virginia Tech's offense is not great, but I just, that's the one of all of them. Now, look, Auburn could beat Alabama. Michigan hasn't lost to Ohio State in years.
4 in a row for Michigan.
I have no idea, as a player, how you react to your coach potentially it leaking that he's leaving, going into your rivalry game. And I think Mississippi State sucks.
There was a comment. Remember Whit Weeks, the LSU linebacker who was dating Kiffin's daughter? He was asked, because they, by the way, play Oklahoma this weekend. They win that game. Oklahoma's out of the playoff. Now, I don't think people give LSU much of a chance to win the games at Norman.
Sure.
But let's not act like Oklahoma blew the doors off Missouri with a quarterback with one leg last weekend. I think the final of that game was 17-6. But he was asked if he knows anything about the coaching search, and he smiled and said, I don't think I can talk about that right now. And every LSU fan is saying, oh, my God, did he just leak it?
He's going to be his new dad.
It's your dad and your coach now. That changed quickly.
Georgia Tech, like,
yes,
seemingly the last couple of years has been a wild situation. So
multi-overtime,
I mean, I'm with you 100%. You didn't even need to do the segment for me to already feel excited about it. But of all the games, and there's some good ones.
Yes.
Miami-Pittsburgh is, like, the funniest possible. If Mario loses on the last game of the year against an unranked team on the road,
knock him out of the playoff, for sure.
I wouldn't even know what boosters at Miami would think.
Not to mention the fact that just in terms of resumes, now this shouldn't be the primary thing, again, because they did play head-to-head, and we could debate that until we're blue in the face. Who just played at Pitt 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And what was the score of that game?
Just
over at halftime?
Rolled
them. Just done.
First 70 on them.
No, that was Syracuse this last week.
You're talking about 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
48 to something.
They won 37-15. And I think the touchdown for Pitt came late fourth quarter.
They 70-burgered Syracuse.
They did. Old Fran Brown did not get washed this weekend. They were down by 60 at halftime.
I don't think he's showering for a week.
Dude, they've only won like two or three times this year.
Syracuse has been a disaster.
Well, they lost their starting quarterback.
They did.
If you lose 70-0, you not only don't deserve to shower, I would argue you should jump in a mud bath and have to just sit in that for a week.
That's what you got to do.
70-0 is hard, man.
I want to continue on this and ask one question on the other side about this weekend, because it's going to be a lot of fun. And by the way, I always forget every year, and I shouldn't because Oregon and Oregon State used to be a part of this. I always forget how good of a day Black Friday is for college football. Because the Egg Bowl is 9 a.m. You wake up, you're all hungover from your turkey. You wake up Black Friday morning, 9 a.m., you get Ole Miss at Mississippi State.
That's a good setup.
Well, right out of the gate,
Georgia Tech at noon, and then the late game is
A&M in Texas.
I know you want a break, but I want to ask this question going into it. Like, Jonathan going into the Civil War, we knew. I had gotten word before the game got close to starting. It was done.
And that was a Black Friday Civil War.
That Lane secret really going to stay a secret till after that game? Or are we going to know, like, first quarter before the game, like, he's gone?
And it doesn't
you're going to be able to tell by the players, too, I think.
That's the whole point I was going to bring up.
It's going to leak.
If they don't come out and play the way that they should, like, Mississippi State's not good. Don't listen to Joey Galloway telling you that winning on the road at Mississippi State, all, it's all of a sudden some elite win. If they come out and lose that game and he leaves, there's a legitimate chance that Ole Miss gets left out of the playoff. Legitimate chance. And I know we can scoff at that and think it's dumb. And
they did it at Florida State with their quarterback.
They did it at Florida State with the quarterback. It was already leaked last week from Chris Lowe saying that the committee will use for interpretation whether or not the head coach is there in terms of a final ranking, which is ridiculously dumb because that's not a part of your resume and what you've accomplished. But I wouldn't put it past the committee by any means to say if they lay an egg, and it, no pun intended, and Lane announces he's leaving and the team looks like they've quit and they're all scattering like cockroaches into the wind, saying, nah, dude, we don't want that team in the playoff. They're going to get killed. We don't want them there.
Would you bet we find out before kick? Because Pete Thamel wants to tweet that out.
God, they want to tweet it so bad.
Pete wants to tweet that out.
It's that kid with like the bulging veins in his neck that wants to say something they all know, but they can't say anything.
Well, I don't think they've been told they can. I just don't know if they've gotten the information
yet. I don't think we find out before kick.
Josh Pate probably has the information. He doesn't dabble in those waters.
No, he's not going to break
the news.
He
flirts with it, but he's not a newsbreaker like that.
He'll give you things to keep an eye on, but he doesn't want to betray the confidence of a source. And if he knows and Kiffin's told him, he's not going to say it publicly.
Yeah.
I don't think we find out before kickoff, but I think to your point, we'll know based on the way that they play. Because if they come out and don't look the part and they're getting worked by Mississippi State, I think that tells you that he's probably gone and they're not playing for him. One more question about rivalry week, and then another unintended consequence of the current landscape that is in the back of my mind, which highlights why all of this is so stupid. And I want to talk about that coming up next on 105.1 FM, The Fam.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. The Tonguer's coming in here hot and bothered.
Let me just
bring in receipts about a Blazer segment we may or may not have done a week ago.
First of all, I saw a comment on that post because Jake pulled it. It, like, are we going to act like being in the 9, 10, 8 area isn't worthy of just saying I'm following draft content? That's all that segment was.
Also, if you are in the play-in and you lose, where do you end up drafting?
Yeah.
In the lottery.
Right. And if you want to really call people out.
Oh.
You know who stopped me in in our offices a couple months ago?
Uh-oh.
That very Sam Tongue saying.
The Tonguer came to you, huh?
Dame's back. Don't care.
Ooh.
And I went, really?
Whoa.
James Franco stood up like, excuse me?
Whoa.
Yeah, they were terrible. So we said, look, I'm following draft content. I don't know why that was controversial.
I love the ebbs and flows of an NBA season.
It's so long, dude.
It's so long. There is so much more to go. Every 72 hours, it feels like there's a different tone on the team. And they win last night. We might be going to the cup semis or quarters or whatever the hell is next in the cup if we win tomorrow night against San Antonio.
I think if anything you want to call us out on, like, it's probably the Klingon segment.
The Klingon segment's the one we deserve to have some egg on our face because he got off to a rough start this year. Man, is he playing good right now.
He's playing great.
We'll carve out some time for them coming up in the final hour of the show. Again, by the way, great mail sack questions coming in. We're going to have full sack today. It's going to be a fun sack day. We'll get to that coming up.
Mail sack.
In the final hour of the show. I had asked a question going into the break, and then I think there's an unintended consequence that is on display for me and my fandom this weekend that I would like to get to, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But let me ask you this. I think the slate's going to be awesome. We highlighted a lot of the games. What fan base would you be in that would make you the most nervous this weekend?
Easy. It's the game I just told you.
Is it Miami?
It's Miami by a mile.
Can I? By a mile.
A mile.
What if I submit to you?
About the game?
About the game you're playing in and what it means for your stakes. Because if Alabama loses the Iron Bowl, they're not going to the playoff. And you think they're going to handle that well down there?
Yeah, I get it. How many titles has Alabama won in the last 10 years?
They've won a lot. Who coached those titles?
I get
that
it.
Coach still there?
I get everything you're going to tell me, but Miami knows they have
I'm
the
not
talent
saying
to be
that
in the
Miami.
Playoff.
Yeah, there's a ton of pressure on them. I'm surprised it's by a mile for you.
Oh, I think it's Ole Miss. I think it's the Rebels.
You think it's Ole Miss?
Just with everything going on, they should handle Mississippi State, but you still have to go out and like be. Are they focused on what they have to do? Because if they lose,
they're coming off a bye. Let's not forget they almost lost to the Cougs at home.
If they lose. Andy goes.
That's a kick in the junk.
Only a 7.5-point spread.
It's a low spread.
All they may not even get in the playoff at that point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but then you'd have to comp resumes, and like you're going to fall from 6 to completely out on the lane stuff. It's very possible. I'm not dismissing the idea of it. I think the funny thing, by the way, I need a guy at Mississippi State to piss.
Alabama at some point.
You got to have an end zone.
I need him to dog piss in the end zone as a throwback here. I get everything you're saying about Bama. You're right. You're going to have legend go on Feinbaum, and he's going to say this is why he gets fired, and everybody is going to be upset and probably want to run him out of town. I get it. You have, like, don't act like you don't know what it's like to lose games you shouldn't with Mario.
Oh, we've all experienced it.
You
he's already
know
done
it
twice.
Better than anybody.
Yeah, it's what he's known for.
And this is all his Miami legacy has been.
Yeah, them missing the playoff again, I'm not denying it would be an absolute disaster.
I just think everything about it, like, a lot of these teams, like Georgia losing, Bama losing, Ole Miss losing, these are all real. There's not necessarily a wrong answer here.
No.
For me, by a mile, it is Miami. They are being given the benefit of the ACC because the conference sucks, even though they're not in the driver's seat necessarily. And yet the playoff committee wants them in clearly because of what? The brand. Yeah. It's all about the logo.
Yes, it is.
You want to talk about living in the past? How about Miami? They've never been to an ACC title game.
Never. Which is one of the
craziest
One of the craziest stats that exists.
So to me, it's Miami at Pittsburgh. That fan base is mentally ready to lose.
Now, I don't know if you guys know this off the top of your head. Do you know the ACC scenarios? I haven't read anything into that.
I'm not going to try.
No, okay. I have not.
Because I thought that I saw a tweet that said SMU controls their own destiny. So if they win
they
this weekend,
Miami?
They get a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Miami, I mean, Miami's out. They're not going to make it.
Because
you have
3-1
loss teams in conference. They're Virginia, Pitt, and SMU. And I think Georgia Tech is, I don't know.
Georgia Tech's ahead of Miami.
Yeah.
They're 6-2.
One more conference games. I don't know what the tiebreaker is there if they both win. Miami would knock Pitt out if they were to beat Pitt. But if Pitt wins, they're in the ACC title game. And I'm pretty sure that I read that SMU would get the tiebreaker. I don't know what they are over Virginia.
So the committee is really potentially going to not. Like, Virginia winning out, I think, gets them in because they would have won the ACC and they would be a two-loss team.
Yeah. Well,
but Miami's
champ, they
the
would
highest
get
one.
They're the highest
SMU
ranked.
SMU with a win is in and Virginia with a win is in.
Okay, so Pitt is the team that doesn't control their own destiny.
Pitt,
they need a loss.
Pitt needs a win and either SMU or Virginia to lose.
Okay.
It's and just, then Georgia Tech needs...
Well, but Georgia Tech's
more
not
help,
playing a conference
and
game.
Miami needs
they need a
massive
ton of help.
Help.
Yeah, you need a lot of dominoes. This is the funny part, though, about the Ole Miss conversation to connect the 2 points. That is, if Ole Miss is to lose, you got to realize, one, the group of six champs getting in, because it's 5 highest-ranked conference
which
champions.
Which would be Tulane still, right?
Tulane is technically that right now. James
and
Madison
the
surviving.
The champ could be outside the top 12.
SMU's not ranked right now. If they win this weekend, maybe you'll probably slot them in 9-3 to like number 24 in the back end of the top 25. But that's going to bump two of the, there's only going to be then 10 playoff spots.
10 slots.
So you'd have to be ranked in the top 10 to get in because 11 and 12 would go to the ACC champ and the group of six champ. So to the point on Ole Miss losing, what's the chances they're still ranked in the top 10 if they lose on the road to Mississippi State this weekend? Not very good.
If you could give the committee truth serum here, Dirt, I think they would tell you straight up, we don't want the ACC in, and we only want one Big 12 team.
They would absolutely tell you that.
If they could take that road, they would take it in a heartbeat.
it's hard
we're not
to
messing
do it.
With it's, BYU. No, we're not giving Miami some benefit. We don't want to see Virginia in this thing. They're
the
bound
thing.
To lose.
I think Miami will, as long as they're in the ACC and they keep getting, they have donors that want it, and they'll move on from Mario, whatever they got to do.
They're not
gonna
moving
have
on from Mario.
If Ole Miss loses... and Lane goes.
You think it's death of the program almost
when's
is what you're
next,
insinuating.
Well, when's the next time they're going to sniff a college football playoff? Alabama's going to have multiple opportunities. I think Miami will continue to have opportunities until multiple teams
level,
in the ACC get their act together.
I
like
this.
If Virginia Tech in 3 years with Franklin and they put more money into it, but that's going to take 3 or 4 years.
What if they hire John Summerall? I get your point. LSU got Brian Kelly. I promise on everything that is holy, you thought Brian Kelly be in the playoff. Never got there.
Yeah.
Like, we got to stop putting it in brands. You're doing
no,
brand.
No, I understand
no,
that.
No, you're not. Because you're saying, no, when's the next time they sniff it? What if John Summerall goes to Ole Miss and he gets the same resources Lane gets? He can't do it?
Good.
Okay.
But you're talking about the fan base and where their heads are at and who's on the most pins and needles.
Can I also ask this, too, and it's not the right answer, but just the brief moment to contemplate the psychology of Ohio State fan if they lose again. Just a brief moment. Five, like, it doesn't matter. They wouldn't be in the Big Ten. Well, they would need Oregon to lose.
Do you think last year tempers then this year?
I would guess that it did because he won a title, but no, that would be five in a row.
They can't lose five in a row.
You're the best program in the country. Michigan's got a true freshman quarterback.
Give you a hot take.
If they got smoked by USC, you can't lose that game.
If they lose to Michigan, he has to win a second title to save his job.
If he doesn't
do they throw a last-minute contract at Kiffin?
Come on up, buddy.
You want to come coach?
Like, it's not the right answer.
We'll get you in the college football playoff. Yeah.
There's teams with more on the line this weekend. That's a funny one on Saturday. Like, if that, I just pray that game is tight and uncomfortable going into the second half. I need that on
Michigan
Saturday morning.
35. It's a tie
13
game.
13-10, 2 minutes left in the third quarter. By the way, it sounds like, too, quick weather note, because you know I'm a sicko.
There's a snow game.
We got a chance for some snow in Ann Arbor this weekend.
Oh, there we go.
It's going to be sub-freezing.
You should have a nice game, though. It's supposed to be partly cloudy.
In Seattle?
Clear. Slight breeze, 45 to 47 degrees.
Now it's time for Ducks game day traffic and weather every 10 minutes. Here's Jason Swigard.
Yeah, there we go.
I want to get to one unintended consequence of the entire situation that makes it all really dumb, because I'm wondering if you guys would agree with me if you were in these shoes. So we'll talk about that coming up. We'll get to our Big Pack picks at 8:45. We will get to the mail sack. A couple NFL notes at the top of the hour. Back after this, 105.1 FM, The Fam. All right, our Big Pack picks coming up in a moment. Only two games to pick this week. Should we bring Patrick Harrison to pick for the Coug game? Get a little trash talk going between you two.
Oh, man, it's going to drive it so hard.
You guys hate each other much, man. Yeah. Cougs, Beavs. You know what they say when the Cougs and the Beavs play? Throw out the records.
You can't force a rivalry. That's the rule of rivalry.
No, you cannot.
You can't force it.
I also have seen some people this week be like, we need to name the Oregon-Washington rivalry. No, we don't. It doesn't need a name.
It does have a name. Oregon-Washington week. What more name do you need?
I hate you. You hate me. That's the name of the game. I don't need a name for the game.
The dog and the duck. Like, what do you want here?
I have this thought rattling around in the back of my head. This is a bit of a cart before the horse thing, because if Oregon loses to Washington on Saturday in their rivalry game, none of this even ends up mattering. But I do think it highlights how ridiculous the current system is, and I'm wondering if you guys would agree with me here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a weird spot where I never thought I would get there, where if Oregon is to win, I desperately want Ohio State to beat Michigan so Oregon doesn't have to play in the Big Ten title game.
Yeah, Lanning was asked about this yesterday at his media availability, and he, you know, it took 9 minutes for the question to be asked, but he basically was like, I'm not going to answer that question. Like, I only care about this week's game.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, we figured out, even though they're ranking by highest,
they changed the format this year, so it's not the same as last year.
Yeah, I understand that, but you could still be impacted by the way everything shook out last year. If Dan Lanning gets in the Big Ten title game, he'll gladly take the game.
Of course he will.
He'd love to win repeat as a Big Ten champ.
Not to mention you would likely get a rematch against Indiana, the one team that beat you in the season, and you get a chance to redeem that.
But he also would gladly take, just having a home game for the playoff and getting that 1 week off to try to get healthy.
Two. It's multiple weeks, so you would get wouldn't have to play the conference championship weekend,
and then you get the
and
week
then it's Army Navy game, which is a standalone game in college football, and then it would be the next week. So even if you don't go and don't get the quote unquote bye, this was the whole point last year. You're still getting 2 weeks off.
Yes,
so you're still you have plenty of time to refresh and get healthy. But with it, just to me, it highlights how we need to rethink this system, because a lot of these games won't be let's say Ohio State wins and it's them versus Indiana. I'm excited to see how the game goes. I'm excited to see, how does Indiana stack up against an Ohio State? If Ohio State struggles with Michigan, do they struggle with Indiana? Like, I'm just curious how to see how that game looks. But at the end of the day, the ramifications are not that big.
Mm-hmm.
It's, okay, who gets a first-round bye, who maybe gets a first-round bye, or slips to the 5 seed, depending on how the game goes.
Sure.
There's just not as much on the line, and that kind of it used to be a great weekend to kind of cap the regular season and then go into bowl season, and it doesn't really exist anymore.
I think there's almost a separate conversation here on the conference title games in general, but, we also say this, and then if Oregon has a home game but they're given Alabama, you're going to hear people complain about that.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
why are we given that? And why do I get this team or that team? As if, anything is a given in the playoff. But
yeah, you got to go beat good teams. I don't care if you play them in week one. Play them at any time. You got to beat them eventually.
I think the overall conversation about it is just conference championship games in general.
They seem, unless for an ACC example, right, like SMU, Virginia, if that ends up being it, the winner of that game goes to the playoff. The loser of that game is not going to the playoff. So there's a lot on the line for that game. You could argue Big 12's maybe not as much either, because Texas Tech is probably in no matter what happens, and BYU, if they win this weekend, might be in no matter what happens, but time will tell on that. So,
Swag, when it shows like the ACC standings and right now it says Virginia, Pitt, SMU, why is that the order of like the conference tiebreakers?
No, Virginia and SMU control their own destiny.
As it stands today. Sorry,
as it stands today, yes. That's okay. Why it's listed that
so,
way.
So, yeah, in these instances, you might want to be like, they need to play to figure this out. Or you use these tiebreakers and you do treat it like soccer.
Yeah.
And I know they're not going to get rid of conference title games because people want the money. But, I mean, it's been a conversation for a couple years now. What is the point of it, especially when you have conferences that are so massive? And some teams avoid the best teams, and other teams have harder paths how to get there.
I think the reality for a lot of people is first-round buys are going to be great. I think the 5 seed is the most coveted seed because you get a home game. You get to play the group of 6 champions, so you're almost guaranteed to win. Nothing's guaranteed.
And then you play the 4.
Almost, and then you play the 4.
On a road site.
And a road on a neutral site. Sure, on a neutral site. You don't have to go to their stadium.
Right.
And so, in the landscape, if you did change it, how it would look this weekend, like at the auto qualifiers, let's just play it out with the current standings. Like the Big Ten, Indiana and Ohio State would be automatically in the playoff as 1 versus 2. And ironically, you would get the game that's happening in Seattle this weekend. Oregon would play Washington. The winner would get an automatic spot in the playoff. And Michigan would play USC in Ann Arbor. And the winner of that game would get an automatic playoff. And so I like that idea better. Hey, you finish in the top 2. You don't have to worry about this weekend. Take the week off and then we go play in 2 weeks. It's just kind of a weird spot to be in that I never thought I would with college football. But I don't. With all the injuries that Oregon is going through, this is cart before the horse. They got to go beat the Huskies.
Yeah.
I don't really want it. Like, I'm good. We did it. That was fun. I want nothing to do with that game. Sit at home for 2 weeks, host a playoff game. That sounds much more enticing to me than suffering through more injuries and having to go play Indiana.
Yeah, but if you get a rematch with Indiana, it'll win the Big Ten again.
Look, to your point, Lanning will take advantage of it, and he'll get in. Like, them winning back-to-back Big Ten titles, I'm not saying that wouldn't be cool.
He's happy with either scenario.
Happy with either scenario, but it's a weird conundrum with the current state of the sport. Our Big Pack picks, who do we like? 2 games to pick from the vicious rivalry that is Washington State and Oregon State. Also, Oregon and Washington. We'll pick the games coming up next on The Fam.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, dive into some NFL stuff, top of the hour. Mail sack coming up 9:15. Loving the sack so far. It's a good looking sack.
Poll question up. Oregon State Wazoo fans at Dirt and Sprague. Do you view the Oregon State versus Washington State game as a rivalry? Yes or no?
Is it more rivalry or wivalry?
I think that game is a wivalry week.
That's a wivalry week.
That's a wivalry week by Wooda Wooda.
Oregon Twister this week.
Oregon
Twister.
Washington, that's a rivalry week.
Yeah.
That was always a rivalry week, whether it was the last week of the year or earlier in the season. We always hate it.
Yeah.
So it was already built
in.
Beavs Coos has a Wascally Wabbit feel to it.
Yeah. They just take turns being Elmer Fudd.
Pretty much.
You know, like one year they're Bugs Bunny, and the other, I'm going hot.
It is going to be really funny if you guys win that game again.
Yeah.
It'll be like just the comedic aspect of it.
Yeah.
How?
I really would like to hear. I'm more curious about the Oregon State fans, Washington State fans out there. It doesn't matter, I guess. Like, how are you honestly telling yourself you care about this game like that?
I know.
It's going to take a long time to get there because
you need a real full conference to care about.
Yeah.
You need a playoff spot, group of six in the conversation.
Then it'll matter.
You need some real stakes. Oregon State, despite the. Is it bigger than Oregon, Washington, all that? Put that aside. Like, there's a past of both being dog crap. Then there's a past of Oregon elevating and Oregon State trying to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Oregon burying them. And then, oh, my God, they got them. And then, hey, some Rose Bowl stuff on the line. And then, hey, okay, this team's okay. And this team is still really, oh, my God, they got them. And, like, there is something there.
Yes.
There's nothing there for Oregon State, Washington State.
No. I did push back a little bit when they did a lot of that kumbaya stuff with the Pac-2, and there was like, let's walk out in the middle of the field and hold hands the last time that they were playing in the old Pac-12. Like, that stuff I kind of rolled my eyes at. But to your point, there has to be something on the line when you play to have that true heartbreak emotion. Like, I think it would suck if you're a Coug fan and you lose this weekend because you don't go to a bowl game.
Yeah,
going to a bowl game in year one
game,
under Jimmy Rogers, like, that's a good year for them. We had no clue what to expect. Oregon State has not been to a bowl game yet since the conference collapsed. Washington State would be 2-for-2. So, like, that's a nice, and that's a good feather in your cap, if you will. So that sucks, but it's not, to your point, the level of a playoff game or getting bounced from a conference title game. Let's get to our Big Pack picks. The rivalry game and the wivalry game.
Yep.
Here's how we did last week. Jason Swigard, 3-0.
Wow.
Hit on the Cougs, plus 13.5 at James Madison. They covered.
I told you, they'll play him tough, and then they'll gas.
Called it.
He
called it.
He
called it. Oregon covered. You picked Oregon to cover.
Yes, you did.
And you were the only one on the show that took the Huskies. Trusted the Huskies on the road. You took the Huskies.
Yeah,
to lay the
big
wood.
The shine was off all the changes.
Yeah, no, good calls by you.
So 3-0 week for Swag. 1-2. Spray, you hit on Oregon, and then missed on UCLA, James Madison, and I went 2-1. I did take the Cougs, but I also took UCLA. So season standings. Sprague likely going to win this. 25-15 is your record. Swag and I in a dogfight for last place, seemingly how all of our pick segments are going.
It's over.
I'm 20 and, well, we got to do bowl games. We're going to do bowl games, buddy.
No.
Playoff games are going to count.
Regular season
playoff games count.
No.
This ain't over. There's a long ways to go.
You
just don't play.
Doing.
What are you, a European soccer fan?
Yeah,
we just don't play playoffs?
I am, actually.
There's no postseason
not
anymore.
Even forced.
The playoffs count, damn it, America.
On the table.
20-20. Swag, you are 19-21. I'm one game up on you.
Just want to get over 500.
You only get two games this
only
week.
Only two games this week. Where are we
going
to go?
Oregon State's not going bowling, and if Washington State loses, they're not going bowling.
If they win,
bowling.
They're going bowling, and Oregon might have multiple playoff games for all we know.
But that's only three more games. Well, you're going to count every playoff game?
You're damn right we
ridiculous
are.
Ridiculous
you're damn right
you're
we
so
are.
You're so stupid.
You're damn right
you're
we are.
You're such an idiot.
Where are we starting?
We are going to start in chronological order. That's how we always do it. Although, are the games at the same? No, one game's a little bit later. Oregon, Washington, 12:30 on CBS. Yay, Gary Danielson again.
Again?
Yeah, again. Somebody tweeted this week, it was such a good point, that the CBS 12:30 kick has become for Oregon what the Big Nooner is for Ohio State. It's like this, all right, we'll just take that game. No matter who you're playing, we'll just take that game. A lot of them this year. Oregon right now he can't find a line on A&A because he can't gamble on the Washington schools. The DraftKings National Vegas Insider line right now.
Yes.
On this game. Square on the dot, 7 points.
Oh. Now, from BetMGM.
We're using DraftKings as our provider. This is how we roll.
There you go.
You're not getting 6.5. It ain't happening.
What BetMGM
put
say?
Your nuts on the table.
6.5?
6.5.
Almost every other line is 6.5. But the DraftKings line is 7.
Quick observation here.
Yes.
Thank you for sorting this out. I can't tell you what channel or what time Oregon State, Washington State is on.
So that's good to know.
CW at like 3 or cool. something.
The Ryan Leaf game.
It is a 3:30 CW Network kickoff.
Field of Mojo, yes. baby.
Do we get Brenneman for that or we get Ted Robinson?
I don't know.
It's that's probably Robinson Leaf because it's Ryan Leaf, Washington State.
How about 2 weeks ago on the CW broadcast, Nigel Burton telling everybody game day was going to James Madison?
Because
they were doing the Coug game, and he talked to Jimmy Rogers on the field and said, "Hey, coach, you guys are going to be on game day next week. That's pretty cool." And he was like, "What?" And then game day went to Oregon USC.
Fire that source, Nigel. Yeah. Fire that source.
Not a good source.
Seven
on the dot. Push number. We have not had any pushes.
It feels
this year.
Like a push number.
We have not had a push.
I want to give the Huskies some credit here. That feels pushy. But if it feels just pushy, push it. I'll take the Duckies. Minus 7.
Okay. Swag.
At the start of the year, said the Ducks would go 11-1. We know how much Dan Lanning got indoctrinated very early into this rivalry. I think the Huskies have more injuries at crucial spots where they don't necessarily have a lot of depth than Oregon, hoping the Ducks get a few of their injured guys back. Weather should not be an issue. So I think it'll be similar to USC. It'll be back and forth, but I think the Ducks get the key stops. Maybe they get a key turnover, and they pull away late and cover a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm going to use kind of the same analogy I use in the USC game, where it's like, you know that USC's offense is explosive. You know that they're going to throw the ball down the field, but it came down to, and it wasn't perfect the entire game, no doubt about it. It came down to me to what defense do I trust more? Like, if I need a stop in the second half, whose defense do I trust to get a stop more? And the answer in that game was clearly Oregon. Their defense was better, and they gave up some chunk plays, but they didn't allow USC to run the ball. I think this week's going to be kind of similar. That's what it comes down to me. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game than maybe some have thought going into it, considering the injuries both offenses are suffering from. Oregon's defense, though, I think this is a good matchup for them. They don't have the wide receiver core that USC did, and Damon Williams is not as good pushing the ball down the field as Maiava is. So for those reasons, I'll take Oregon to cover the 7. And even if I didn't feel that way, I would still take Oregon to cover the number. And then at 3:30 on the CW, catch the fever. Oregon State in Pullman, taking on the Cougs. The Vegas Vegas Insider DraftKings line on this game. You get a little bit of a kiss here. Plus 13.5 for Oregon State.
Yeah, take the Cougs.
Oh.
Bump it to 20.
I think we all took Washington State when they were in Corvallis.
No, we did.
And they
we
lost.
Did.
But I think the line was 9.5 or 10, and they lost the game outright.
Once they lost, who did they lose to that I did this with? I can't even remember at this point.
The North Texas 50-point loss? Was that
No, Oregon State.
Oh, Oregon State.
They lost to somebody, and I vowed, never again. Who did they lose to?
They lost to App State. Sam Houston.
When they lost Sam Houston, I said, no, I'm out the rest of the year. Yeah,
Tulsa killed them.
I understand the history says that they have a Washington State, has an Oregon State problem.
Yes.
Dude. Oregon State has quit. This is a home game for a bowl game. I do think they bust through their college football blue balls in this one. I think Washington State rolls them. Yeah. If they can win 49-10, they will.
This is a leave no doubt for the Cougs. They actually have something to play for. It will be senior day. It'll be Oregon State has absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Remember when Colorado went to Pullman a couple years ago,
nothing
Deion's first year?
On the line.
And it just, they looked cold and miserable, and they were terrible.
Yeah. Ooh, I haven't looked at Pullman weather.
Cold. I have not seen the weather. I'm guessing it's going to be cold.
It's cold. There you go. There's your forecast. It's cold.
Cold.
I don't care if it's raining or not raining. Give me Washington State.
38 degrees overcast.
Give me snow. Damn it. That's dumb. I want snow.
Yeah, you might get it with that weather.
Yeah, that's true. It is chilly. By the way, on that Deion point, I did see a highlight that went viral of him. Remember when they lost to Oregon and then the Lanning comments came out? They fight for clicks, yada, yada. And
yeah.
Deion after the game said, "You better get me now. This is the worst we're ever going to be."
Yeah. They're going to match that record.
Where Deion was wrong. I, too, will take Washington State. So there is no chance for any movement in the standings. We have the same picks this week.
I'm just trying to get over 500. Give me two.
Just give me the crown.
I should have
picked it. Just hand it to me.
I can't pick against my team, and then there is nothing in my brain that
tells
me. You
change your pick. I change my pick.
There's nothing in my brain that tells me Oregon State can cover
that
number.
Just give me my crown. I want it. You know
I want it. By the way, I'm not giving you your crown yet. I'm not giving you a cup yet. No ribbons yet, all right? The race isn't over. We haven't cup checked yet.
Had a good year.
Oregon State, by the way, Rob Akey, their head coach, interim head coach.
Well, interim head coach.
Yeah. He is not commenting or acknowledging who will start a quarterback.
Oh,
them.
My God.
Yeah, because that'll make a difference.
Yeah, I'm so scared.
I mean, at least start the kid. At least give Tia the start. I don't know if he's going to be any good, but at least can't be any worse than the other guys. They
put Ankerson at quarterback. Let Trent Walker get some reps.
Run the Wildcat, man. Let's get funky. There you
Let's
go.
Weird.
Big Pack picks. Maybe for the last time. Definitely not for the last time. We're going to do it into the bowl season, baby. We'll have more games to pick. We got a lot to get to in the final hour. Mail sack at 9:15. Keep the questions coming in. 503-864-6326. That is the Fan text line. We'll start, though, in the National Football League next on The Fam.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.